Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I do want to welcome both of you to Happy World Book Day.
Oh. I love books.
Gross, Jer. They say a majority of people have not read a book in over a year.
Majority?
A majority. There's a percentage, but who cares? But it's like a majority of Americans.
I mean, wouldn't that also include you, Jer, because you just do the audiobooks?
I was going to say, like,
audiobooks that, count.
They do count. They do count as
reading.
Because reading is different, though. Like, reading.
It's not.
It
is. Yeah, you're still consuming the content, though.
Because
Katie and I are reading the exact same book right now. She's reading it. I'm doing the audiobook.
Yeah.
We are both talking about it, and we know the same things.
Yeah, but you're not reading it.
It doesn't matter. You're still consuming, you're still digesting a book.
Okay, so if I watch the movie A Lord of the Rings, can I say I read Lord of the Rings?
Sure. If it was a book? Yeah, I'll give you that.
It was a book first.
I'll give you that.
No, you can't.
See?
I'll give you that.
You can't say that you read a book if you watch Lord of the Rings. That's not...
I mean, that's...
Okay.
That's a little far-fetched.
The Spark Notes
I'll give
version.
It to you. Like you watched Jurassic Park. That was a book. Sure. Yeah, Clear
you
and Present Danger.
Happens.
That's
a
movie and a book. Yeah, okay. It's probably roughly the same.
It's not
in the spirit of it where I truly went and got an audio book. The book was in the name of it.
But you're not like reading it on like a Kindle. I don't like that. I listen to a lot of books then. That's not...
Josh hasn't read a book in years.
I read my Bible actually all the time. So that's 66
he
books,
buddy.
He told
you, didn't he?
I will tell you, I've worked with Josh for many, many years, and it was always a thing. What are you reading? And his go to every single time. You did this a couple weeks ago. I'm reading a book on World War II.
That's what I have.
Well, I go, yeah. Well, what's
look, it's on my.
What's your favorite part?
And
he's like, hey, look,
library.
Hold on, I gotta go.
Tanks,
do
and there's also war happening.
There's tanks.
Tanks are really cool.
And his go to for years. That's a book on
World War II. There's a lot of World War II books out there, man.
A lot of people just don't read a lot because they've got other activities taking up their life. They prefer other forms of entertainment. You don't have enough time because of work, your kids. You have trouble focusing while reading. So there's a lot of excuses
when it comes
to not reading.
I fall into that sometimes, too, because I read before I go to bed. That's my habit is because I like how it makes me sleepy.
Makes
me fall asleep. So sometimes I'll get caught up on my phone watching food videos, and then I waste all time looking at those food videos, and then I don't have any time to read because I only have until 8 o'clock, and then I gotta go to bed. So if I am too sucked into those food videos, then I don't get to read.
Then you go
so
and don't get it.
Sometimes
and then you go, oh my gosh, it's
10:30, and I'm so hungry.
And watch those for 2 hours.
I know.
We used to work with that guy, didn't we, Josh?
Yes, we did.
We worked with this guy.
Yes. Very important. Leather-bound books.
I know him.
I know him.
Rich Mahogany.
Oh, it's good stuff.
The book, before everybody texts in, is called Let Them. That's the book that...
The Let Them Theory.
The Let Them Theory.
Yes.
It just says Let Them in giant letters on the cover. But that's the one that Katie and I are reading right now.
Yeah, pretty life-changing, too. Like, I'd have to give this book so far a big 9.5
out of
10. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've skipped through a couple chapters. That's the beauty
of
the audiobook.
Oh, you mean fast-forwarded because you're not reading?
The beauty of the audiobook. Because there's a couple chapters in there about finding, dating and finding your soulmate. And I was like, I don't need any of that. But it's going to be beneficial for somebody out there.
Me.
Katie, you will gobble that chapter up for sure. But there's some of that, like developing a relationship with somebody special and dating. And I was like, nah, give me something else. Give me the workplace stuff. Give me some of that.
They've got a lot of that,
but
too.
But yeah, it's a great book. It's a really,
it really
good
is.
Book. All right, let's dive into PMI. We've got a positive, a minus, and something interesting for ya. Who got the P today?
I got that P.
I
do, and this is a neat list. The nationwide list announced their 2025 wacky pet names in the country, and the winners were announced, and we've got a local winner from right here in Colorado.
What?
Let's give it up for a pet ferret named Ferret Bueller.
Shut up.
From Colorado
Ferret
Springs.
Bueller.
Ferret Bueller won first prize in the exotic pet category. And then we have from North Carolina, there is a dog named American Cheese.
Oh.
And then we have a cat named Wendy's 4 for 4.
Oh, I used to get those.
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place with our names.
Oh my God, I love that.
I love
my grandma had a cat for years that was named Cheeseburger. It was a black and white cat, and they called him Cheeseburger.
That's
it
so should have
been Oreo.
No, it's Cheeseburger.
Yes, I have always wanted to name my dog Dog. like always, D-O-G, like just
dog,
yeah,
D-O-G,
D-O, but call D-O-G. D-O-G, 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 because it's a cute little name too. But they do this every year. They recognize the top 10 wackiest cat, dog, and exotic pet names, and then the public gets to vote on them, and then the winners, you get a professional photo shoot with your little furry Nana and a Purr and Mutt gift card.
Oh, a Purr and Mutt.
I know. Cute. That's pretty cool.
What was the first place again?
First place in each category.
What?
So Ferret Bueller was in the exotic
so
pet.
Good.
American Cheese was the dog, and Wendy's 4 for 4 was the cat. I know.
It's just so
stupid.
I love
so
stupid
so
stuff
cute.
Like that.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it.
Yep.
Love it.
And way to go, Colorado Springs, for getting in on that list.
Whoop, whoop. Woo. Live and local, Mix 100.
Hey.
All right. I got the M, it looks like. It's having to do with Walmart. I guess there's a bunch of videos online right now of people in Walmart freaking out because there are anti-theft locks on the meat now.
Hmm.
They're not like actually in a locked case, but what they've done is they have little tiny wire cages over the meat with like sensors on it that you need to have unlocked at the register. There's a video, somebody in there's talking about, you know, it's bad when they put miniature gates on the meats so you don't steal them. Somebody else is saying, you've got to be kidding me. Walmart now has to lock their steaks up. It's come to this. And yeah, isn't that a huge minus now that people are stealing meat so much that Walmart is having to lock it up now?
Well, that was kind of the nail in the coffin for Walgreens when they had to start locking things up. So I hope that Walmart, because I actually do like Walmart a lot, and I hope that it doesn't start going that way as well. Where, I mean, once you start locking things up, people just stop going because the convenience of it. You have to go find someone to unlock the steaks.
I don't want
for
anyone
you.
To unlock my meat.
Dude, can you unlock my meat, please? Like,
well,
can
just
you imagine?
That.
I know, going up to
wandering
the counter.
Around,
sounds terrible.
Looking for somebody to unlock your meat.
You know what, though? I get it. I went and picked up a gift for a friend at the liquor store the other day. I got him a really nice bottle of whiskey, right? And I'm in the liquor store, and this person walks into the back, does a thing, and then immediately walks out. And people, like, they stopped and they're like, wait a minute, did they grab something on their way out? Where's our security? Like, they can't do anything, first of all. The manager person wasn't able to do anything.
Did you get killed?
The security, he had to go find them. And by the time the security was alerted and went out to the front, they were already gone.
Gonzo.
So I understand why they have to do it, because people are very brazen in their attempts to steal lately. Like,
there's a video on YouTube
of a
guy in sweatpants, and he's shoving like 15 steaks down the front of his sweatpants.
It's
and he
crazy.
Just walks out. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah, like,
see it.
When we were young, they would tackle you if you tried to do some stuff
like that.
Need to
bring
that
back.
You know what
Seriously.
I mean? And they're not able to do that anymore. So I think that their next step is, well, we're going to have to put locks on the expensive stuff. So it's just one more thing people have to go through to get through that door.
This is why we can't have nice things, people.
Yeah. I need my meat unlocked. Pardon me, my meat. I have a situation with my meat. Please unlock it.
Aisle 10.
Can you imagine over the
Sounds
loudspeaker,
like
too?
Oh,
we
God.
Need unlocked meat and aisle five,
meat's all
five,
locked
please.
Up.
Eric, please get to aisle 10.
Put a ring on it. Your meat gets locked up. All right, go ahead, Josh. What's the interesting?
Oh, my goodness. Well, be careful and be on the lookout for bears. Bears are now wide awake and actively searching for food. They are hungry after being in hibernation over the winter. And lock your doors, because bears are apparently really good at getting into doors, car doors. Bear in Telluride just broke into 2 separate cars and caused major damage. I'm looking at these pictures. I mean, it's essentially, they totaled the car.
Oh, my God.
Bears hate cars, huh?
They totaled the car from the inside.
The seats have no covers.
They're not really
all.
Seats anymore.
Yeah.
He's angry. He wants out.
They destroyed it. And it's all because they'll be looking for things, anything. I mean, crumbs in your car is what they'll be eating for. But I'm not just talking Telluride. They have come as close to Denver as even several reports in Evergreen, Lone Tree, which is, hey, by the way,
That's
we're
us.
In. Where we're in.
Wait a minute.
Highlands Ranch and Ken Carroll. So those are also areas.
That's close to me.
It's close to you. So they're all over the place looking for food. Trash cans, secure your trash cans.
Coming out of hibernation. They're hangry.
They're starving. They are
hangry. I need
some
food.
And they'll eat anything. They're scavengers, so they don't need all the pristine meats from Walmart. They will literally eat anything.
They'll eat all
the
fries in
between
your seats.
So just be on the lookout. Be careful. and lock your doors because they're really good at getting into car doors, and then the doors shut, and they're horrible at getting out of the doors, and so they will destroy.
He's
your
like,
car.
Now what? Now what do I do?
They'll
I
destroy your car from the inside.
Nonetheless, I need to get that rotisserie chicken out of my car. So
Katie,
saying.
Yes,
what
no more chicken in the car.
Is that chicken I smell in there? I'm a hungry bear. That. Watch out!
Like
I'm a hungry bear.
In the car. I do. It's such a the best weird place statement. To eat chicken.
I love getting my meat in the car.
I do. Okay. Josh.
There you go.
That is not what I said.
There we go. And we're done.